Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you believe we have another opportunity, Jennifer, to speak to the world? It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Hello, world.
Hello, world.
Hello, world. Welcome to the universal overview of what's going on. Things that matter, painting pictures so your imagination can bring you to wealth and abundance, can improve by listening to this program. Your relationships will improve. You'll lose weight. You'll be much happier listening to this program, right?
Please got that? Promises made by Doug Steffen or his staff.
Promises, promises. I've spent a long time trying to guide people. This is sort of like a course in life on the air. Experiences, the focus of some of our favorite things, occupying time and space every day. This is very cool, right? But you can't... I think that no matter what the experiences are, whether they're good or bad, I think that you learn from all the experiences you have. That's the best thing you can say sometimes about bad stuff. But it's also the best thing you can say about good stuff, right? Yeah. Think about it. Or
if
not.
You're not learning. No, seriously, if you're not learning from everything, good, bad, and otherwise,
right.
Come on.
Yeah, exactamente. Okay, one of my favorite consultants, and not Mike McVeigh, but somebody that I... had working with me on this program for a number of years.
Believe me, this program needs consulting.
Yes, it's always needed consulting. They all complain because I don't do what they tell me to do. So this fellow said you should always start every hour with a question. All right? I'm ready with a question. You ready?
Oh, boy. All right, let's hear it.
Why are public restrooms still so rare?
What do you
know, if you go... Well, driving around, I was on a run. We went down to Pennsylvania a couple of weeks ago to pick up some farm equipment. I was on the road, and I had to do my thing. And they have these texting areas, and they have these rest areas. But when you get off, there's nothing there except a place to park your car or your truck. So you get out, and you have to go look for a tree. And I think it's easier for men to do that than it is for women.
Where are you traveling? I mean, I think maybe it depends on where you are.
New Jersey, Pennsylvania, New York, New England.
I never speak for New Jersey. I just know that, like in California, even on like the remote roads to Vegas, when you're going like probably 40 or 50 miles without a rest stop, the rest stops always have bathrooms.
Yeah. Well, there are some rest stops that have bathrooms, but you have to pay to get in them.
What?
So what happens if you don't have any change in your pocket?
What kind of places are you...
Now I'm telling you.
Did you have, like, a specific incident here? This is, a true confession?
Well, I've had a few problems that I had to be creative about, yes. And then when you go into these public bathrooms, there are no supplies in them. They're out of toilet paper or they're out of paper after you've washed your hands. You know, wash your hands for 20 seconds. All right. Okay, so then what do? You wipe on your pants? Because they're never, somebody's stolen all the paper out of there.
This is why you should always bring an extra sock.
Right.
The right foot can do the dirty work and the left foot can dry off your hands.
So here's the story. According to the United States government, of course, they probably have 50 people that have studied this, there are only 54 bathrooms per 100,000 people in, like, New York. This is also, the survey went as far as Madison, Wisconsin. You know, you wonder, but we're so used to indoor plumbing now, we're spoiled. What do you think it was like back in the 18th century,
70s? I don't know, but this is why we live here. Do not say we're spoiled because we have indoor plumbing.
Well,
I mean, I get it. It was a lot harder back in the day, but you know
what?
Yeah,
right.
We've had indoor plumbing for a while now. So
yes, we have. That's true. All right, well, I just thought I was told to start the hour with a question. So
what a good one.
My question. Yes, exactly.
Bathrooms. Indoor plumbing. Yes or no? On the next. Good day.
Right. You'll hear it here first. Okay.
Let's... Yes, on the indoor plumbing. Doug, right. You're next.
Thank you. All right. The Back Talk Department is a focus on what's going on with Putin, his threats over the weekend to move nuclear weapons in if we put another country into NATO, all of this stuff. When you look around the country, well, never mind, you look around the world, there is a lot of danger everywhere. You know, whether it's Iran, whether it's China, whether it's North Korea, whether it's Russia. But the Russians are worse for any number of reasons, mostly because of Putin. The Russians have an economy the size of Mexico. They have an army that's on par with Mexico. And they have the world's largest nuclear arsenal. What's wrong with this picture? Why is it that they can't beat the Ukrainians? Look at it's over a year. They were going to fix them in 5 minutes, and they still can't get anywhere because they're inept. So is it dangerous or is it laughable that Putin says, I'm going to put nuclear weapons on the border of, there was a Belarus, I think is the latest, that's wanting to join NATO. And so under the circumstances, when you talk to, it's just common sense. No, you don't have to go to any expert. You look around at what Putin hasn't been able to do, and I don't see a big reason to be worried about him, about the country. I see a reason to be worried about him because he's out of his mind. And so is that in Russia, do they have to have, like we do here, you got to have a series of things that happen before you can push a button? Or is he just sits there with a button under his bed?
Well, I think this is what a lot of people are thrown on. I mean, this has been the argument that will divide, I think, the particularly the Republican primary about what the strategy should be with Putin, because there are a lot of people that believe should believe what he says, or what is that he wants to reform the USSR and that we can't let that happen. Those are kind of like the Reagan Republicans. And then you have people who are more isolationist saying, you know what, he is weak now. He can't even beat Ukraine. Look at this. We should just get out of this. You know, this is more of a dispute with them and we should be out of it. And you know what? I find myself sort of in the middle of that. I think there's some gray area where we shouldn't be fully committed, but we also can't ignore the Putin threat because he is crazy enough to want that control back. And I think for him, he is an egomaniac who is worried about his age, who probably wants to have a legacy before he dies. Not that, I mean, he's what, in his 70s, but I think he's thinking about his legacy, what's going to be left behind when he is not here. And I think that drives him. You know, when you're very ego-driven, you want to know how history will remember you.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. We spend time talking about it. Meanwhile, over the weekend, the number of people who were killed in Mississippi and parts of Tennessee.
Awful. Jeez.
I wanted to talk to you also about the weather lady. Think about weather ladies. I didn't get to talk to you about this last week because I wasn't here one of the days you were here. The lady that was on KCAL and she fell over.
She collapsed.
Is she okay? What happened to her?
She is. I guess they said that it was pretty scary, though. You could watch her. She was giving the report. She said she had.
I saw the video. Woo!
Yeah. She said that she was feeling fine in the morning, and then throughout the morning, she started to feel a little bit off. But like most of us, she thought that we could just power through. You would do the same thing, and so would I. We'd just try to get it done. And she said when she was up there, she just lost it and just wham, and she went down. Yeah. And so a lot of people were really scared, especially when this went viral. And I guess she got diagnosed with the most common form, people who just pass out. You know, and some people have that, but I guess she had never experienced it before. But boy, so I'm glad she's okay, but it is really scary. And now she's got a lot to talk about and explain when she gets back in front of the camera.
Yep. All right, now, I use that as a backdrop for all of the weather work Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Mississippi, Alabama, Tennessee. And so one of the weather people in Mississippi, as the storm got to one of the towns, the weatherman went down on his, did you see this video? Mm-hmm. Went down on his knees and prayed on the air, "Dear Jesus, please help them."
Wow.
He wrote, another man's name is Matt Lobden. And he just, his, as he went through the weather report, he went down and prayed for them, which is sort of an interesting reality, not something that most stations would, I don't want to say put up with, but they
good
wouldn't
for him,
accept.
Though. You know, sometimes there are things more important than the TV program you're on. If you believe that God can help and that a prayer will help, good for him for doing that.
Yeah. I think there's much to... But we isolate people who do those sorts of things. And so instead of it looking like it was the mainstream, it becomes an anomaly. And I don't know which is, you know, I mean, when you get right down to it, this tornado went through Armory, Mississippi. Yeah, it's Armory, A-M-O-R-Y, hitting the water department. They now have to boil their water. Wow. There were 26 people who were killed in offshoots of this tornado as it went through Mississippi, Alabama, and parts of Tennessee. Imagine being a first responder in some of these areas, being a fireman or a policeman at this time of year where these tornadoes go like there. There's nothing you can't, unless you move fast and you're aware, and that's the problem. They don't really, they have a mind of their own and they go whatever direction. So if you've gone, let's say you have a root cellar, you're a farmer, you got a root cellar, you can go down there. Some people go under bridges, they get into pipes and,
well,
yeah, but you can't stay.
Don't get a ton of warning. And a lot of times the reason these like mobile home parks and such are targeted, these people don't have a lot of money. So then it's like, where do they go?
Well, plus the fact the tornadic activity is basically, it's a huge thunderstorm with winds. This is the electricity. If you see a thunder, if you see a tornado coming, you can see the outshoots of electricity coming out of it, lightning. And they go to the, people always say, well, why do they always go to the mobile home parks? Because they're metal, those buildings are metal, and they attract the electricity from the storm. So they go, they find, it's funny. Not funny, but it's kind of interesting how it all works. But that's why they go to the mobile home parks. 18 after, this is a good day.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite. A garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now 23 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Time for our celebrity salute for this hour. Social media trending items. We're going to talk about your ear versus your eye, and we're going to apply it to how you imagine the relationship between Reese Witherspoon and her ex-husband Jim Toth is going. They are getting a divorce, so that's something to talk about, but I kind of want to put a different spin on it. So if you're intrigued, stick around.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Visualizations and what they're all about. So Jay Kirshner is with Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. I was talking about Reese Witherspoon announcing that she was getting divorced from her husband after 10, 11 years. They said that they're divorcing. They have a great relationship, apparently, but there's just, you know, and that happens, I think, a lot with people of that are mindful. They may have been deeply in love for a while, but they decide they aren't anymore, but they still have mutual respect, and they're kind to each other, and yada, yada, yada.
And I think a lot of times when we hear people are divorcing, it always seems like there's a lot of animosity and hostility behind it. And while they haven't necessarily said anything other than their joint statement of they value the relationship they shared and they had wonderful times, a source close to the couple says that they just basically fell out of love with each other. It was a mutual thing. They realized that their marriage became more platonic than anything else, and it was just time to let each other live their lives. But they said that they plan on continuing a friendship. They're going to continue to work together. And I think that's what we've seen with Jennifer Lopez and Mark Anthony, where they have all of these endeavors together. And it is nice to see that, because you fell in love with somebody once upon a time for a reason.
Yeah.
even if the love isn't there,
those things change.
You don't want it to be so much hatred around
right.
it, especially if there's no infidelity.
Yep. I've had a few relationships like that where actually it used to be that I was friends with all of the women that I had been with at one point in time or another. Sometimes that lasts for a while, sometimes it doesn't, but I'd rather be friends than not. Why wouldn't you want to be friends?
Exactly.
Now, so I'm trying to use this as an example of how people use their mind to create pictures. Your eye and watching something doesn't leave anything to the imagination. But if you're using your ear and your that's what the great thing about radio is, and maybe podcasting too as far as that's concerned. Maybe that explains why so many of these podcasts that are crime stories have done so well, because they're written well. They have good people presenting it. You know, the days when they had, this is basically a form of old time radio. They used to have the dramas, the old.
Oh, yeah.
The
it was like shows on radio. 40s.
Yeah.
TV.
Right. Exactly. The old westerns. You could use your mind. And I think that's something that podcasting may be doing a better job with than radio in some respects. Although there are a lot of people trying to do podcasts and they don't do very well with them because there are so many people trying to do them. But doing them well, I think, is using the vocal dynamics that professionals are trained to do. See, that's the difference between voice, where you have what we call voiceover artists, and I don't want to get too much in the weeds here, but under the circumstances, I just think, you know, it's kind of cool to have the idea in your head planted by a word and go someplace with it. I think we're a little late, aren't we? It's 28 past the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
It looks like your luggage is over 50 pounds. Is there anything you can take out?
Oh, yeah. Let me just toss all these $20 bills.
Great. Let me grab you a trash can.
Stop. Instead of throwing money away, move some clothes into a carry-on. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Police have ID'd the 3 kids and 3 adults killed by a shooter at a private Christian elementary school in Nashville on Monday. The kids killed at the Covenant Presbyterian School included 2 9-year-olds and 1 8-year-old. The shooter, a transgender Nashville woman armed with 2 assault-style weapons, was shot and killed by police inside the school. The team of police that entered the school are getting praise from the president for their quick response. More atmospheric river storm systems will bring drenching rain and heavy snow to the Sacramento Valley and the surrounding mountain country. Forecasters say the worst will hit Tuesday. Then a brief break Thursday and Friday will make way for another wet system this weekend.
This weak atmospheric river storm that will bring significant mountain snow, widespread lower elevation rain, and gusty winds to our area beginning tonight and continuing into Wednesday.
National Weather Service meteorologist Courtney Carpenter. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Cause it's gonna be a good day. Yeah, it's gonna be a good day.
Well, you have a good day,
Karen. It's
gonna be a good day.
It has been a good day.
As we roll along through the day, there are lots of times during the day when you have thoughts about something you might have heard on the program, so why not express yourself by dialing 855-999-DOUG. You can reach Jay and me. You don't have a voice like an operator, though.
My voice, like an operator?
Yeah. 999, right? That's kind of the old-time operators. Anyway, dial in to this newfangled device called the telephone, which I like a whole lot better than social media. Help yourself, 855-999-3684. Let the whistle out. 34 after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. Monday, March 27th. Jay Kirshner and Doug here inviting you to win with us. We don't want you to lose. We want you to win. You, Jay, me, we're all wired such that we can, you know, we think, okay, and I kind of think about this with Trump. Can't lose, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, is that, what's the difference between not losing and winning? Think about that for a second. What's the difference between not losing? We don't want to lose our place in line, for example.
True.
If the line leads you to winning, you're buying a ticket for the lottery, and you win the lottery, you haven't lost anything, you've won.
Yeah.
Right?
Or if you, depending on how you look at it, if you are in a race and say there are 10 people participating in this and you come in second, well, you didn't win. You didn't come in first, but you wouldn't count yourself, you wouldn't count it as a loss.
Not a loser. No.
You come in last, but then somebody who says, if you're not first, you're automatically last. Second place is just the first loser. So it's kind of a mentality around it.
It is. All right, speaking of losers, we are all losers under the current budget situation because there isn't one. So the Republicans are fighting with the Democrats, Democrats fighting with the Republicans. There's a showdown. President Biden says that he is going to stick to his guns. Meanwhile, the Republicans say we have to cut. We need large cuts to federal spending. They are right. We do. So why can't we? Why is it that people are so blind to this? What is there about this, the political side of this, that stands in the way of cuts? The idea of people losing jobs, so one would think. But what's more difficult? I guess it depends on how you look at it. Back to the pictures in your mind. If you have a job that's connected to government funding, then you might be concerned about whether your funding is going to go away. On the other side, think about the taxpayer. I'm concerned about being able to pay all my taxes. Most people I know, as we get closer to April 15th, and you have to have the money in to pay your taxes, otherwise you face fees and fines and penalties and all that stuff. So we got to put the money in to feed the machine. But then what are we feeding? What's the machine all about? Medicare, Social Security, all these various things, military spending, veterans benefits, veterans of that whole list. Well, I'm a Medicare and I'm on all the what's-his things because of my age. Social Security has come back around, so I get a little payment every month, not enough to do much, but it's there because I've paid into the system over the years. And so what about all the other people who are paying? We're all paying, in a sense, something. We're all paying something. We all pay some kind of tax.
Well, there's always the question of the Social Security. Is it even going to exist for a lot of the younger generations to use it who are paying for it?
Well, the other side of that is the only reason we have Social Security, and this is worldwide, this isn't just here. Most governments have established Social Security because people are not responsible enough to put aside money for their retirement. So if they stop working, they have to stop working, then how do you take care of these people? The government ends up taking care of them anyway, so why not just give them the tools to do it in some sort of organized fashion? Anyway, I just look at all of these things that need to be cut. The downside for Republicans, downside for Democrats, the partisanism, if that's a word, redistributing the wealth and all this other garbage. I find the confrontation between the parties over the budget is fundamentally flawed, frankly, because the people who are now, it's the Republicans, because they have the majority in the House, so they're going to beat the same old drum about being responsible, which in fact is kind of right. Social programs that are not working, that are not evaluated. We certainly have plenty of people. The 4 million people who work for the federal government, the largest employer in the world. There's probably experts on almost everything. So where are the experts that say this program works, this one doesn't, we should get rid of this one? Where are they?
Yeah.
Right? You never hear any of that stuff.
Mm-mm.
Meanwhile, 60%, 6-0, there are people who have studied the think tanks in a lot of these colleges and other organizations that are 501c3s. There are numbers that are getting thrown around right now as we get close to tax season that 60% of the programs that are in the federal budget either have too much money in them, they don't really work as they are supposed to, and they should be gone. 60%.
That's a lot.
60%. So we have all the stuff about border security. That's not working. It's a joke. Crime fighting, all the money that goes to that, the money is a joke. All of the money is being spent on race and gender and sexuality and stuff. Why are we spending money? Why is the government involved in that sort of thing? I guess is a question a lot of people have. So you can go through this. We could spend all day. We could spend all week. We could spend all month. We could spend forever looking at the challenges that are presented by those who are going to be affected by this, because either we're paying too much in taxes or the benefits are being cut. It's pretty much everybody, right? Think about it. I was on a farm last night, I was picking up a load of hay, and I was talking to the fellow. It's a beautiful farm down on the southeast coast of Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. It's a farm that's on the water. It's on the Atlantic side, down in Dartmouth and New Bedford and those areas. A beautiful, beautiful farm. And the guy who owns it is kind of a notorious character, and he and his wife are in a big, huge battle. They're worth $400 or $500 million. She was a Hollywood director and blah, 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 blah. So now she caught him with his pants down. So she's going to get most of the stuff that he owned, including these two big farms that are protected by they've already been paid once by the government to not develop the land. They got millions of dollars. There's like 260 acres, I think. So they got their money. This guy wants to sell the land. He's telling his wife that there are no buyers for the land, so he's going to have to hold on to it. He wants $7 million for land that's not developable. It's worth $1,200 an acre.
Oh, my goodness.
And he's valued it at $65,000 an acre in order to keep his wife from getting the money. And the reason I bring it up here is because the taxpayer has paid millions of dollars to protect this land. And that's okay. It's good as far as I'm concerned. I use a lot of land on my farm that's protected by various government interests. I'm not going to scoff at it. But, you know, this is the kind of stuff. Do we need to do this? In some cases, yeah, we do.
Well, but it's protected land just that you can't develop upon it. You can still use it for other things.
Like of course, use it for farming.
Make a park. Yeah.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah. Anyway, I just think that the last guy. I look at Kevin McCarthy, and I think he's useless. I think most of these people, the last really good Speaker of the House that we had was Paul Ryan. He stood up to people, and he stood up to spending, and he spent a lot of time hashing out budget stuff in order for the two sides to agree that some of these things need to be scrutinized, they need to be eliminated, but that's it now. I mean, Trump, he was a populist, to be sure, and a lot of the rhetoric was about, waste and let's cut it out and blah, 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 but he didn't do anything, really. How you can say he didn't do anything because the Democrats were in charge, I don't know what the argument is, but I know it's a dilemma for you and for me, because the money we can't keep spending at the rate we're doing, and we can't keep the tax increases going if we expect to keep government out of private business and our private lives. You want government and everything, then you go down that road and you become like other, Spain and France to a lesser extent. But Spain and Portugal are great examples of a socialist society. Country's clean, nobody has any money though. It's all because they've given it all to they've paid it all in taxes so that they can all live the same. Everybody is the same in those countries. There's no encouragement for you to start a business or to run a business. And so that brings me around to something as a small businessman, which is what I am. I have three small companies that all have, people, a few people here and a few people there. I could not do it if I were not able to work in a system that didn't require me to have a union or to have union influence. I mean, it's a small company. Nobody's going to bother with a company like mine anyway. But I was thinking about what they did in Michigan last week, the first state to repeal the right to work law. So this is sort of a legislative victory for unions that have seen their influence decrease dramatically in the last 30 or 40 years for good reason, because it doesn't work. It's impractical. And this goes back to the taxpayer. Do you know the difference? I found this out. My city has a road work. They either do it themselves or they hire it out. And there's now a requirement in Massachusetts that everybody has to pay the prevailing wage, which is whatever the government says you're supposed to pay. It's not $15 an hour. There are various categories for various jobs, and you pay this much for that because the government says that's what you have to pay. So in that circumstance, the taxpayer, there would be companies that would have employees that would work for $20 an hour, $25 an hour, and then there are the union companies that work for $50, $55, $60 an hour doing the same thing. You get better work? Oftentimes, no. You get worse work. But yet the wages and benefits and employment rules that are set up by the unions that heavily fund most of the politicians who are the ones that are making decisions on these rules, and this is a real hot button for me, and you can hear it in my voice. I just think that it's the right to work laws. This was the heart of the American labor movement. You make up your own mind. When I was a teacher, I didn't belong to the union, but yet I had to pay union dues. How many people
who are... That's interesting.
Yeah. I didn't want to belong to the union. I belonged to seven unions in my life. Only because I had to. I didn't want to join any of them. But I did because I had to. I wasn't given a choice, which is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, the right to work laws, the unions, you go back to, again, 10% of American workers now belong to a union. That's
and if
the
you
lowest.
Can't find work inside the union, you're not allowed to find work outside of the union.
Yeah.
So what do you do?
Right. Yeah. Certainly food for thought. Can't fix the problem now, but I want you to think about it. 48 after the hour.
Right now, you can eliminate odors, mold, mildew, bacteria, and viruses in your home with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm uses Oxy technology that naturally sends out O3 molecules that seek out and destroy odors. The Thunderstorm doesn't mask or cover up bad smells. It eliminates them, leaving that fresh, clean smell, just like after a thunderstorm. The Thunderstorm is small, plugs right into the wall, and fits in the palm of your hand. Put one in your basement, bedroom, family room, kitchen, or anywhere you want clean, fresh air. It even includes a USB cord for your car or truck. Right now, save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. That's 3 units for under $200, a fraction of the cost compared to other air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code USA3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Use USA and the number 3. Shipping is free.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Three past the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin to extol the value and the virtue of Calitrin. She visits with us all the time because there's always something new to talk about. There's always something different in the weight loss game. And one of the questions that I was thinking about this week is I was talking about Calitrin on the air and talking about the age stuff and how many thousands of referrals, I guess that we would call them, testimonials on the website, toploss.com. But at what point is it too young to use Calitrin? Or maybe the better way of asking the question is, at what age can you start using Calitrin? Because we all know, sadly, that not only are adults getting to be overweight, but youngsters are too. And so what do you say to people about that?
You know, great question. We've actually gotten that one quite a bit here lately. We recommend, obviously, that you speak to your doctor first before starting a weight loss regimen with a child. You know, they have to be healthy enough to be to get a doctor's approval, say, yes, they need to lose weight. Yeah. With that being said, we also, the way that Calitrin works, recommend starting after going through puberty. So you wouldn't want to start anything before that. So Calitrin works by rebuilding that lean muscle tissue, revving up your metabolism naturally. So it's just going to replenish collagen there and help add protein to build muscle. So it's not going to, you know, it's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. You don't have to worry about anything like that. It's just going to work to rebuild that lean muscle tissue. But like I said, we do recommend just at least letting them get through puberty first.
One of the things that I encounter when people send me notes is the question about how long. And I say this in the ads that I do live and the discussions that you and I have. It's not the same because everybody's metabolism is different. Everybody's chemistry is different. Everybody's body works differently. So to ask a question, how long does it take? Is that not fair?
I feel like you really do at least need a baseline when you're thinking about taking a product like this.
Yeah.
I can tell you that my experience, I feel like this is more so for women too. It takes a little bit longer for women. I don't know if it's because we've just got other issues going on and that collagen protein goes to there first, or if it just seems like men lose weight faster whenever they start a weight loss program. But I know for me, I lost 40 pounds with it. That took me right at 5 months. Now our 90-day program has a huge 86% success rate. So we know if you give give it time to work. It's going to work. You just have to let it rebuild that lean muscle tissue. But I will also tell you that if you go on our website and you search the reviews, you can even, there's a little search bar there. You can search like, by keywords in there, and you can see what people are saying about it. But I have customers who, you know, they've been on it for 3 weeks and already dropped, you know, 5 pounds.
Really?
That's great. That's wonderful. It's awesome. That's not typical, though. Usually around the 1 month mark, around that 4 to 6 week mark is when you're going to start seeing less bloating, the inch loss, your clothes fitting better, and then, of course, steady weight loss after that. That's where your body has had time to rebuild the lean muscle tissue and build your metabolism so you can burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
All right. Now, the question has come up before about using Calitrin and whether it ever goes out. That is, if I buy 4 bottles of Calitrin today and I use 3 of them in the next 3-4 months and I have 1 left over and I don't use it because I've had the success that I want and I put it away for a while, does it last forever? Can you go back a 2-year period from now and say, okay, I'm going to go back and start on Calitrin again?
I think that all of our products have a 2-year expiration date on the bottle, so we don't ship out anything less than that. But also, I personally know that I've used some that was expired before and it still saw the same results. So I'm sure that, you know, it's probably going to be okay. It just loses potency over time. It's not going to, you know, make you sick or anything like that. It's just not going to work as well if you've got some that have been on the shelf for 10 years.
How could it make you sick? Because all of the ingredients are natural. They're all around us every day. So that would be. So use Calitrin with confidence. Okay. So what's the special buy deal at the moment? We always go through now. We are into springtime. We have a special springtime deal that we can talk about.
Yes. I love springtime, y'all. It's my favorite time of the year. But right now we have a big spring sale. This is the big one. I know that your listeners probably wait for it. I know that everybody does. It's the unlimited buy 3 get 3 free. So buy 4 get 4, buy 5 get 5. It's at toploss.com. That's our website, toploss.com. You can also call us if you have questions. The number is toll free 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
All right, and use the discount code Doug for free shipping. Help yourself to losing weight. Help yourself to health. Listen to what Elizabeth says. Take it to heart. Check it all out. TopLoss.com is the website for Calitrin. Elizabeth Miller, thank you for being here with us on Good
Day. Thank you. Y'all have a great day.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.